And well, farming's a tough gig no matter where you are. And in the Hunter, we know there's been some struggles all over the place. And perhaps another avenue for our farmers could be the growing of hemp. And to talk with us about it is the president of the Australian Industrial Hemp Alliance, Bob Doyle. Good morning. Thanks for your time, Bob. What is the state of hemp farming in the Hunter at the moment?
It's just starting to take off. So currently in the Hunter, it is mainly fibre crops that are grown. There are a few seed crops grown to support that industry. And there has been a bit of trial work in the Upper Hunter by one of the companies that's based in Queensland.
Bob, other than that, what further applications can you see it being grown for? Like, what are some of the things you'd like to see hemp used for, and if we get to do a lot of more farming of it here in the Hunter?
Well, fibre is basically restricted by a lack of processes around the country, and we do have a fibre processing mill in the Hunter Valley. Food is the one that is going to take off because basically that technology exists across the country wherever grain is currently grown, cereal grains, any of those grains. The limit on the expansion of grain, it has been two things. One, there's been no processing because of food laws. Now the food laws are about to change. That will make a big difference. There are two companies in Australia that are processing Australian hemp grain. So the potential in the Hunter is quite large.
Bob, you mentioned the food laws that are changing. What's changing and how is that going to help our producers of hemp here in the Hunter?
So food laws have changed in that now Australians are allowed to eat industrial hemp products, so industrial hemp grain. So that means it's low THC and we can eat D-hull grain and oils, and we can use those products in our food. Now, the rest of the world's been able to do that for quite a long time. So up until recently, grain grown in Australia has primarily been limited to a bit of a niche market. There has been the opportunity for export. Now, with these new laws, it will take off because there's been this demand that's just been sitting there waiting to take off.
Bob, with the sort of farmlands that we have here in the Hunter, how ideal is it for the growing of this product? Have we got some ideal conditions?
We do. Basically, the crop can be grown anywhere across Australia.
Oh, that makes it nice and easy, doesn't it?
That's right. So here in the Hunter, we are very well suited to fibre crops because we've got good irrigation and we've got good soils that suit those crops. The grain, we've got the soils. In the lower Hunter, we're basically restricted by a lack of machinery and cleaning gear because it's not a typical grain growing area. The hemp grain industry in Tasmania operates on a scale which would be similar to how it'll operate in the lower Hunter.
So with that in mind, we've already got a bit of a blueprint elsewhere so that we know
we do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like particularly with those food laws changing, Bob, that things might be on the up and up. So fingers crossed it might be another feather in the bow for the Hunter's farmers, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
No, mate, enjoy that.
Thank you very much, Bob. Like I said, hemp farming in the Hunter, it's with those food laws changing. We can now eat the stuff as well as other applications. 2NURFM, it's 27 past 10.